This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
He aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Scott Greer with us for five more minutes. And we've got our reporters back from Bilderberg joining us in studio. Owen Schroyer, David Knight, and I'll get Kit to pop in as well. No campus for white men. The transformation of higher education into hateful indoctrination. This is all by design, but it's backfiring. It's killing tuition. It's killing attendance. It's killing alumni contributions all over the country. But still, the system presses on. Because it's about social control and also taking minorities who are the new majority and putting them into a racial control system again, because the Republicans, for all their problems, did end segregation, did break the back of what was happening with the Democrats in the South. So the Democrats then flipped to the minorities but have now developed a new racial strategy there. So I don't know how you counter this. I don't know what you do about it. Folks are just making themselves unemployable. They're creating horrible records on themselves, and they're also creating such chips on their shoulders that they're just mental patients. Social justice warriors, white, black, I don't care. I mean, millennials in general, a lot of them are great, but a large portion are just wrecked. They are wrecked, absolutely can't take criticism, can't take hard work. I don't care what color they are. It is devastating, the babies that we've raised here. It's very, very sad. So I don't even know how we turned this around. Final comments, Scott Greer.
Well, the first thing that could be turned around, at least on a college level, is just for these administrators to tell these kids no. Like, no, we're not caving into your demands. No, we're not firing this professor.
But they're not. They're trying to crucify and set everybody.
Yeah. Instead, you know, these professors and administrators caved to every demand. If they stopped caving into every man, if they just refused to give in to these bullies, that would start a lot of these things. It would just say, look, you can play victim all you want, but we're not going to reward your behavior.
But I mean, whether it's social justice warriors or whatever, they're black, white, but they act like toddlers. Just the flouncing, the throwing fits, the rolling around the ground. These are literal toddlers.
Yeah, that, absolutely. But that's to demonstrate that they're a real victim, that they can't control their emotions because life is just so hard for them being oppressed every day.
What about how many colleges from your research? I know it's handing out Play-Doh and pencils and stuff for four-year-olds when you throw a fit, and they encourage you to come, and then they have nap times now, and you play like you're a baby?
Yeah, those are what happen in safe spaces. You if you see something that upsets you so much, like a conservative sharing a different point of view, you go to these safe spaces where you can play with Play-Doh and, you know, pretend you're a five-year-old for a day when you're really a 20-year-old adult who's supposed to be acting like adult. But this is the type of behavior colleges reward. If you play a victim, you're going to get more privileges and benefits on a college campus than you were if you're not a victim.
Oh,
you're one of those evil privileged people.
This is beyond idiocracy, and it's supposed to come 200 years from now, where, oh, you saw a pocket constitution in this video. Come here, we have the Play-Doh. And they go, and you sit down like you're in kindergarten and play with Play-Doh. I mean, what?
Yeah, and they'll arrest the people who are handing out constitutions. So it's, you know, they'll...
Oh, yeah, I forgot that part. It's always worse than I can... I'm sorry. Arrest them and then give you Play-Doh. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, they'll always use brute force against the dissidents, the people who oppose the snowflakes and the people who are crying and acting like victims. If you're privileged, they'll use as much force as possible, that actual legitimate oppression upon you.
But we should be accelerating legitimate privilege for everybody and wealth centers and getting everybody into a culture of wealth and success. I tell you, we're going to end up like Venezuela very, very quickly. How long do you think we can survive under this? Is there any way to turn the tide?
Well, there's always a chance that you can turn the tide. I mean, right now, this is only really limited to colleges. The real problem is if it gets out into the general society. If corporate America starts having safe spaces, if they start putting out warnings about microaggressions.
Oh, no. You know about sensitivity training. It is here, my friend.
Yeah, they already have that. But even if they expand that, I mean, pretty much most neighborhood corporations already have that sensitivity training. But if they have to deal with these snowflakes coming from colleges, and that they're like, well, I can't handle this work because it's triggering me, if they just let them, you know, sit in a corner and play with Play-Doh all day when they're supposed to be working, that's when society really starts crumbling.
Exactly. All right. No Campus for White Men, Scott Greer. I can't believe I'm even reading that headline. It's all out in the open now. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you.
I tell you, truth is stranger than fiction.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, big props to our crew, Kit Daniels, and of course, Owen Schroyer and David Knight, who went to Virginia, 20 miles outside the White House, where the Bilderberg Agenda admitted that they are dealing with Trump, and a lot of people that were there admit they want to overthrow Trump. So global government is definitely in trouble. Drudge had our article linked earlier. Press coverage of Bilderberg, highest ever. And if you search Bilderberg and click news, hundreds and hundreds of articles. This is simply amazing. Why is this important? Because the very people that have been for 30 years cooking up carbon taxes with Ken Lay and Al Gore now have a president that delivered, and not just delivered, saying he's pulling out. What he said in that 35-minute speech, we're going to play some of those clips again because it's so epic. We're going to get to that. I was asking David, I said, what do you want to cover? And he goes, Trump's speech, because and I'm glad, because it was last week, but this has not been given the credit it deserves. So say what you want, a good Supreme Court justice, 40%+ down, the illegals coming in, the economy going from stalling to coming back, the globalists trying to make that fail, crushing the real Al-Qaeda ISIS that Obama and Hillary launched. I mean, there's a reason they hate Trump. If he wasn't absolutely on target like he is, I would support him. But I'll tell you this. I apologize to the audience that I've not been more supportive of Trump. And I've been supportive. But it's just so easy to get into this internet thing of, oh, yeah, he didn't do perfect on this or that. He's under total siege. They're trying to overthrow him. I'm surprised he's getting anything done. And if we have this attitude, we're going to lose, okay? But we're in a very exciting time right now because some people also say we're going to cover this topic. Oh, Alex, you used to expose false flags, and now you're not. These are clearly false flags in England. Yeah, the false flags bringing in 5 million military-aged men into Europe and England. Yeah, the false flags letting them travel back and forth, and MI5 and MI6 ordered not to stop them. Yes, the higher-ups are protecting them. They are letting them happen. Why? Because they're going to take your freedom and take internet freedom, as I keep saying, from everybody. So the answer is deport the Islamists, the folks that have ISIS flags on their Facebook. You go to their house, they got an ISIS flag. They're not a British citizen. Deport their ass. This is simple. Paul Watson had a kind of a chilling end of his 4-minute report on this that I agree with in part. I mean, in spirit, but here's the problem. It's got to be for folks that have proven they've done something wrong. But again, that's why our governments won't do anything. They're bringing in incompatible Day of the Dead meets Fred Flintstone, who have this obsession with killing women. They were showing the guys that got killed in the terror attack at London Bridge just looked like Charlie Manson, you know, wishes he looked like those lunatics. I mean, these people are just cavemen, okay? And, I mean, I've been in the mall, man, with the guys you know just got off a plane a month ago, women in full burkas, staring at my daughters like they can't believe little girls are walking around with that open, and the men are like, and then I watch the videos, and they go, they are weak, their women are ours, ha-ha, we take it from them, ha-ha, we destroy Russia, we destroy Europe and America. And then Russia dare fights back, so Russia is the enemy, as our government's allied with it. It's the Bilderberg. It's the globalist confab. It's the example of the big roundtable group. It's the enemy. And it's on its heels now, but it's trying to strike back with a summer of rage, economic implosion, and more. So let's go to David and then Owen Schroyer for the balance of this segment, each with about a 3-4 minute statement on what you witnessed, what you saw, and then we'll get into the meat and potatoes as we move forward.
Alex, you know, the reason we're talking about playing these clips of Trump is because I said the thing that was different this year was as it was beginning, Donald Trump ended their climate treaty agreement out of Paris. And one of the things that was on their public agenda, and of course, they never even admitted that they existed, let alone that they were meeting. They wouldn't give us a list of who was there until you started covering it for a number of years. And then after the, I think it was after what, 2013, where it was so big, at that point, then they started releasing the names of people they said were going to be there. But of course, we see that there are other people who did go besides those. We've got pictures of that. But what they said was, will globalization be slowed? Well, the day that the convention began, their Bilderberg meeting began, he put a massive pothole in front of them. But they're not going to say it's going to be stopped. They're not going to say it's going to be reversed. Their thing is, will globalization be slowed? Yeah, it has been slowed. It has been slowed to the Paris Agreement. And as you're talking about the different people in his cabinet, and I'm very concerned, as I said from the very beginning, people like Rex Tillerson, others, the influence of Jared and Ivanka, and the three of them were saying, stay in the Paris Agreement. You had other people who were pushing to get out of it, like Scott Pruitt of the EPA, and a brave lawyer who made the case to them that if you don't end this, even though it was not ratified by the Senate, you would have lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit to try to force you to do things that are in that Paris climate.
And then the left was all howling and saying, get him, kill him, oh, he wants to kill the earth. All it is a carbon tax that everybody else is exempt from.
The lawyer, I think, that had the most effective statement was the one who put this to Trump and said, you're about putting America first. The Paris Climate Agreement puts America last, dead last, behind the people that they say are causing the problem, like China. They're allowed to continue to grow.
2030.
Yeah, exactly. They're continuing to allow to grow to 2030. Then they cap it. Then they start to put some reductions on. No, they're taking this out of America.
It's an obvious, ridiculous, insane screw job. And the best line was, I represent Pittsburgh, not Paris.
That's right. Absolutely. And so I think it was very important to see that. And as they were going back and forth saying, how did we lose this fight? We had this debate that was going on. And then you had somebody who was one of the losers came out and said, well, Trump was never debating this. He never had anything good to say about the Paris Agreement. And that's
because it's always a giant. Exactly. He's real.
Yeah.
And he's proving it. So now, I know you didn't like him at first. You had reservations, but you liked him because you saw the big pillars he was against. You know a man by his enemies, but now is Trump not amazing?
Yeah, we've had a lot of really good things. This is
a very big thing. I know we don't just give people praise, but he's under attack. I think he really needs it.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, he stood up to these people, even the people that he appointed.
Oh, yes.
And he stood up to these people at the G7. And Merkel, I thought he was going to do this because Merkel was apoplectic after this. She said it was 6-1, and this guy is going to burn everything down. Yeah, he destroyed their agreement because their agreement was to destroy America. And he said, they admit that.
And then all he's doing is trying to help the average American or global worker. It's going to shut all them down, too.
It wasn't even about the climate. We don't even have to talk about the science.
It's a global tax that controls who can work and live. Owen Schroyer.
Well, and I asked the people on the streets that didn't like Trump why they liked the Paris Climate Agreement or why they think it was such a good thing. And they didn't have any answers. They couldn't tell you any details about it. They couldn't tell
you. No, just, I'm saving the earth. I'm good. You're a Nazi murderer. Carbon dioxide's pure poison.
And if they would actually read the document and look into it for themselves, if you were actually concerned about climate change or man-made global warming or whatever nonsense it is that they're trying to push with this Paris Climate Agreement, you would read it and you would say, well, wait a second. This doesn't actually address that. This doesn't actually help that. All this does is handicap and cripple America.
It ups toxic waste output by moving it to 167 dirty countries.
So it doesn't even do what they're claiming they want it to do, and then you can go beyond that.
If they had smokestacks like the old ones spewing mercury and particulate, I'd be suing them myself. Our coal plants have scrubber analysis and planes that fly over. Zero comes out but carbon dioxide and water, and that's what makes me believe in God. You have the ancient history of this planet. You have, obviously, our modern creation by God. But you're looking at, I'm not going to debate its age. It's been proven by the carbon dating, all the rest of it. Regardless, the planet has much larger carbon dioxide, much lower carbon dioxide than it did previously. Hundreds of times higher. We're losing our atmosphere like Mars. It's like we came along right on time to take the oil out of the earth, which the science is showing isn't animal-based, and are now terraforming the planet to keep it alive. We need more carbon dioxide. And I'm saying that as someone who's researched the chemistry.
Yeah. Well, it's going to make the planets grow. But look,
you're an engineer. You want to speak to that briefly?
Yeah. Well, you know, we know that it's a closed system. We know that you have an increase in carbon dioxide. It's going to cause the plants to take that in, put out more oxygen, grow more rapidly. And
it's where our atmosphere comes from, dumbasses.
It's called a closed system. It's evidence of design. But Alex, when you're talking about this, you're pointing out that this is actually going to make things worse. You're exactly right, because what's going to happen? You put these kind of controls on American industry, on American energy production, people are going to move their plants more to China. Is going to be more outsourced.
Like they already did.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's going to continue to increase for another 13, 15 years before they even cap it.
Oh, and I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
Well, actually, I just wanted to get back to Bilderberg and just get off the climate agreement for a second. You know, I didn't see anybody from mainstream media out there the entire weekend. Now, this is something that we would say, okay, we're not shocked by that. The mainstream media has been ignoring Bilderberg for years. They would tell you that it didn't exist just 10 years ago. Okay, so wow, the mainstream media ignores Bilderberg. Not shocked there. But here's why it's a big story, because this is a Pandora's box now, Bilderberg, that people, I think, can start to see and wake up to. Some people say, oh, wow, a secret meeting of people, world elites. Oh, okay, that's not the worst thing in the world. And then they look into it and they see that they hire security to outnumber anybody on the streets 10-1. They see that they hide themselves behind fences, yet say that you can't have a border on your country wall. So it's just all of this nonsense.
Hypocritical BS.
But think about it like this, Alex. Okay, so you got a meeting of world elites. They put out their agenda.
It's bigger than G20, and imagine G20 isn't covered.
And Trump is at the top of the agenda. Okay, so you're telling me that we've got American
world leaders meeting in secret with Trump top of the agenda. They admit no U.S. media.
How do you not report on that? Whether you like Donald Trump or not, how do you not report on this meeting of
world because leaders? You have to admit that InfoWars and everybody was right.
So, well, and that's, I guess, the case, and they just don't want to draw attention to it. So, you know, Bilderberg wants to push it out like, oh, we're going public. Here's our manifesto. Here's our talking point.
But really, that's the cover of acting like there's nothing there, and then the silence is even greater, except for international media.
And you can look at their talking points, and you can pretty much break them down. Actually, our new cameraman who went out on his first trip with us to Bilderberg, he did a great job. He actually shot a report.
Who went with you?
Harrison.
Oh, Harrison's awesome.
Yeah, he went on his first road trip this weekend. And he even shot a report breaking down the propaganda bit by bit, all 13 talking points. They want to act like they got everything cool, under control. They are under crisis management right now, Alex. They are seriously under crisis management. Trump has not quite been the wrecking ball, but what he did to the Paris Climate Agreement, the TPP, NATO, that's the President Trump we want.
Well, that was a big strike. That was a big one.
Yeah. This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat. My waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continued to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfied. Satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
David Knight's going to be doing the fourth hour today in about 35 minutes. He's going to leave us at the end of this segment. And one of our great researchers and writers, Kit Daniels, the story was up on DrudgeReport.com today. Bilderberg's going to be popping in with Owen Schroyer. I also intend to play a few clips here of Trump's speech. We will be taking more calls throughout the week. I took a lot of calls yesterday. But I saw people get really energized by Trump the first 70 days. Then he made some bad decisions. The first big one was going for Obamacare light. Then when people saw a better version come through, they got happier. But when they saw him kill the climate accord, when they saw him stand up to globalists and start getting more hardcore again, when they saw him continue the travel ban, it's a gauge. I mean, Trump T-shirts were selling 500 a day until about day 70. Then we were selling like 50 a day. Now they're back up to, 500 a day. People say, oh, we must make a lot of money. No, we're selling them at cost. So the point is that people are really behind Trump, and he needs to know that. Go with us. We're backing you, but he's got to know that. I think we should all target Trump and let him know. Fireside chat, fireside chat, fireside chat, fireside chat. Do it, do it. Don't let producers come in. Don't make it too complex. Do it clean. Do it. Do it now. Take action, Donald Trump.
I agree, and I think what he ought to do, Alex, is use it as a bully pulpit. He has the ability to talk directly to people that Ronald Reagan always said he's going to go over the heads of Congress and the press, but he never had the tools to do that. Ronald Trump, he can get the crowds, and he has Twitter, and what he should do is use that not to fight with the press, but to fight for the agenda that he got elected for and to get people to fight with him against and pick one, narrowly focus on one issue at a time and then go for it. And, of course, when we see this, that's a big win when he does that type of thing. And so already he's gotten out of TPP. He's gotten out of the Paris Climate Agreement, which was not a treaty. It was self-ratified by Obama. That was very important. Now we've got other people like Wilbur Ross, who was at Bilderberg, saying, well, we're not out of TTIP, the Transatlantic Partnership. I think that Trump is going to shut that down as well. But
what we've seen, though, is he keeps their people in. Now learn to keep the enemies closer.
That's right.
By the way, I haven't told you this. You may have been told. Megyn Kelly wants to interview you tomorrow.
Okay.
That's a sharp-looking suit you're wearing right now. You might want to.
Thank you.
We'll change out of it and use that for tomorrow.
Like, I don't know.
No, I mean, she wants to get a few of the other crew, and she wants to interview me like 8:30 at night. You know, obviously, she thinks I'll be exhausted, which I will be, but I don't care. But what do you think about that? It's like, she goes, I've got Putin, you, and then Trump. So I'm kind of impressed.
Well, we were just outside reporting on the ambush predators at Bilderberg because that's the way they operate. They stealthily get in, they move very slowly, and then all of a sudden they strike. And that's what we see with these jihadis in London. You know, I did a report, Alex. Everybody was talking about CNN as ISIS because Kathy Griffin is holding up this icon of the jihadis. That was the symbolism that she was doing. But it's really Bilderberg that is ISIS, because Bilderberg are the ones...
They're funding the EU program with Peter Sutherland, the open borders. They're behind it all. We don't just say, oh, they're ISIS. CNN supported the Arab Spring. Yeah. He supported Al-Qaeda and ISIS. They support them in Syria, the White Helmets. CNN is ISIS. Hillary's the founder of ISIS.
Theresa May says the internet is the breeding ground of terrorism. No, open borders allow them to get onto your ground and breed.
Oh, yeah. Don't take all our internet freedom away. They already use, we'll criticize ISIS and they'll suspend our Twitter or Facebook saying, oh, we don't promote hate.
Yeah.
I have a right to expose these people. I'm not even showing their head chopping.
The real breeding grounds of terrorism, as I pointed out, were Syria and Libya before that. And before that, it was Bilderberg that created all of these conflicts. They created the regime change. They created the chaos and civil war. And
they're working with Islam.
They bring the people into our countries, create chaos and civil war, use this to enact controls. And that's what she's now moving towards. So in that sense, yes, it is a false flag from Bilderberg. But they're not necessarily directly controlling these guys. As these guys are out there, the government didn't want them named. Why? Because they'd probably be embarrassed, and then they are going to be embarrassed, and they should be embarrassed. They had BBC doing a documentary on the jihadi next door, and at the same time, as you've talked about, the same guy is in a park. They unfurl an ISIS flag, and they're all sitting there bowing down and worshiping it. Were they arrested? Were they deported? No, they were, quote, had an altercation with the police. The police didn't do anything
about
that.
That's right. If you or I put a manifesto out that we want to murder innocent people, we can be arrested. It's premeditated. When you're bowing to an ISIS flag, and in documentaries saying jihad, you just admitted you don't want to be an open, free society, and you're planning on killing people. Bye-bye. And if you resist, we come to deport you. The cops are going to machine gun your ass. And it's not that we're looking for violence here. You're calling for it. You want to wear a uniform. You want to run a military flag up and then dance around and kill little girls at a concert. We're going to kill you.
And he was filmed at an event, Alex, and this is what the guy that he was standing next to said. The Sharia is coming to the UK. This black flag you see here one day is going to be on 10 Downing Street. They have declared their intentions. They have flown their...
And they've already got a Muslim mayor. They've already got a Muslim mayor bringing in Sharia law and saying that don't worry about terror.
This is the way it's going to be. This is the way it's going
to
be.
Yeah, well, you know, Khan, listen, if you love Islam so much, go back to an Islamic dirtbag country. And again, I was against all these wars because we were taking out secular countries. But now the war is here on us. I'm not losing my liberties, and I'm not putting up with your crap. All right. Thank you, David Knight. Owen Schroeder, stay with us. Tons of news. Donald Trump and Kit Daniels.
We're
straight
on
ahead.
The march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Man, look, wind been blowing on my back. I was born to bring trouble. Wherever I'm at.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're here weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. We're trying to add more broadcasts, not just the nightly news. We appreciate all your support. You know, I grew up, and as a child, you know, you tend to listen to your parents, but as you get a little bit older, 7, 8, 9 years old, you get sick of hearing about it. And, you know, you hear your grandfather going, yeah, we raised Colonel Travis's son, and this side of the family launched the whole attack, and we met with President Jackson, your, you know, this great-great-great-grandfather of yours, with the special forces of the day to go into Texas and run the operations, and then we shipped in 10,000 Bibles at Galveston, and then we shipped in the weapons here, and You're hearing about preparations to start war with Mexico 10 years before. Make no mistake, it was all a setup. The United States took Texas from Mexico, but just didn't want to look bad doing it, so set it up. And the argument was, you know, it was run by a bunch of dictators and the rest of it. But I would hear all that, and I would just think, you know, this is ridiculous. This is just arrogance. I'm sick of Texas. I'm sick of America. I'm sick of, because you just think this is a bunch of propaganda. Then you grow up, you travel the world, you thank God for who your family is. And I'm not bragging. I could go into a lot of other stuff that is even more off the chart that I'm not even going to get into on air, because someday I think I'm going to get into some of it. With the founding of the stock exchange in England and the Tudors and the Stuarts and the founding of the country and the Mayflower and all the rest of it. But the point is that then I think about the Muslims, whose population has doubled the last 25, 30 years to 1.4, 1.5 billion. It's set to double again by 2030. 3 billion plus. And they're getting the same stories about your granddaddy blew these people up and this person did that. And these are men. These aren't wimps. They go target wimpy targets because under Islam they're taught that makes everybody run away and you take the village over. You blow people's women and kids up, they tend to, you know, leave. And they got these latest guys, and it's just like, I mean, I see these guys in Austin now bugging their eyes out at me like they want to kill me. And women in burqas, man, I'm not just talking about hijabs, and I am offended. Just like I would hear the KKK was coming to town, and I'd go protest them 15 times. I didn't do that to virtue signal. I did that because I heard about all the horrible stuff they did back when my dad was a kid, how my grandfather stood up against them. Because there might be some racist black people or Hispanic people, but he wasn't going to get on that level of the KKK. He was going to go out and stand up against it. And he was going to, you know, cut the taxes of black people and white people in state government. But that's a whole other story. That's called pride, ladies and gentlemen. I don't need you to be low for me to feel big. And Islam, the orthodoxy of it, this is their reformation, is exploding. And our elites have decided to team up with it. We have this clip, let's play it from Fox, of identifying some of these guys. And it's always the same thing. Pakistan, Morocco, Syria, Libya. And who is our government in Europe backed? I'll give England this credit. England's done a lot of bad stuff 6 years ago and 5 years ago. England finally said, we're not backing you in Syria. We don't like what you did in Libya. And we're going to sit out. And France quarterbacked all this to their shame. And I'm not some anti-Frankophile here. They quarterbacked putting the most radical, horrible, Wahhabist Muslims in. And they want you to know when you're at the mall and your daughters don't have they point at your daughters in front of you and you're sitting there. As a man, just literally got stuff, you know what I mean, scenarios run through your head. You're just sitting back going, man, what the hell's wrong with our government? And you get fundamentally pissed off, and then you stop going to the mall. Then you stop going out because it's just like, what in the world is this? I am offended. Like if I saw some black guy pulling a plow with a ring through his nose, man, I would, like, kick the ass of the person driving the black guy. Not because I'm some goody-two-shoe. I fundamentally get pissed. And I see some, you know, the Muslims in their track suits, and their women are all scared wearing Jawa outfits, man. I get pissed. I'll be honest with you. We spoil our women in America. They get so spoiled, they run around and want to be under hijabs now. I don't know what to do anymore at this point. It's getting crazy. People are going crazy. And it's not just some passing fad with liberals that love Islam. They hate this country so much. They're just such trash. They're social envy people, and most of them are white. And I don't want to just say that to be a virtue signaler. It's true. Our problem is liberal white people. They're the leaders of turning the blacks into racists. They're the leaders of trying to lead the Hispanics into crap. The Asians are too busy working and getting jobs, being smart, being the richest people. The top six slots of the richest groups in this country are Asians. They're like, you're going to go kill each other and act like assholes? Excuse me for that. We're going to go make money. I am so fed up with this at this point, and I am so angry. You were making a great point earlier before we went to break, or during the break, about people not getting 3-4-dimensional chess. They think it's checkers, explaining the processes. You had a great allegory for it, Owen Schroyer.
Well, and let's keep in mind, too, these are the same white liberals that will complain when a cat cafe moves into a neighborhood that it's gentrifying it. So it's bad if white culture tries to infiltrate anywhere. But
if there's an empty asphalt drive thing and people put in a cat sanctuary and bring value to the area, God forbid.
And it's also okay if, you know, you want to force Sharia law and, you know, Islamic culture here in America. That's okay. They want to force that on you. But the point that you were making at the end of
the point you made, yeah.
Well, I think that it needs to be talked about more because, like you said, people don't understand how this whole thing has evolved, Alex. You covered for years ad nauseum what the United States government was doing to fund proxy wars, to destabilize the Middle East, to force regime change. Hillary Clinton brags about it in Libya. Yes, you reported on that. You called that out. Now
they act like that's our weakness. Oh, you were against the wars. Yeah, blowing up countries where rock and roll music was on and 60% of the graduates were women, like Libya and Iraq. Yeah, we're against that.
So now we're sitting here in the aftermath of all of that. They're trying to clash civilizations in the West. They've already done it in Europe. Yes, this is the aftermath of the news that you and we already reported on for years. But then they get mad at us for reporting on it now, complaining about it. And it's like, well, hold on. I'm allowed to protect my self-interest, okay? I'm allowed to protect
my self-interest. Yeah, we didn't want to blow the radical Muslim dam open, stir them up, and bring them here. Now the globalists did it. Now we're not going to go along with it.
So we're not going to capitulate.
See, we lost that last war. We're not losing this one.
Exactly, Alex. And I think that I have...
And we were in the right then, and we're in the right now.
I think that I have an idea here for what President Trump can do with this travel ban, because they keep trying to shut it down. Now they're admitting, okay, yes, the president does have
the State Department's just ignoring him.
Well, and so what they're saying is,
hey, when states would desegregate like Arkansas, Eisenhower marched the army in. Trump ought to march the army in the State Department and throw all those people out on their asses. They're involved in espionage for the globalists. Their computers should be searched. They should be shown being run by Soros. They should be arrested. They want war. They want death. They want it.
Well, and I think...
And by the way, we just took the White House. Okay, don't think we're playing games, jackasses. We want to fix things peacefully.
So here's what I think President Trump can do, because they're trying to say, well, these courts, these judges are shutting down the travel ban because it's segregation, okay? He's discriminatory. That's what they're trying to say, why they have this precedent to stop the elected president, these unelected judges. So here's what I think President Trump can do. President Trump, please get this message. Trump's advisors, please get this message. This is how we can beat them. Okay, you have to play, just twist their minds with this stuff. This is what President Trump needs to do with the travel ban. Instead of calling it a travel ban or whatever he wants to call it, this is what he needs to do, Alex, and this will completely defeat the entire agenda against it. Here's what he comes out and he says, all right, we're eliminating the travel ban. We're done with that. We're going to come out with a new thing. This new bill is called, we are banning countries that we've bombed for the last 8 years. This is countries we've bombed for the last 8 years ban. Boom. Oh, the countries we've bombed for the last 8 years ban. Oh, wait, that makes sense. That's not a religious thing.
Let me go further. Let me go further. We're going to ban countries that execute gays and enslave women, and then that's those countries.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, we're going to boycott people that kill gays.
So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you put that in the bill. You put that in the bill, and then if you have – what is the liberal response going to be? Think about it, Alex. They're trapped. It's a Trump card. They can't do anything. Because what are they going to deny? They can't deny that Obama bombed these countries.
No, it's all genius. We should go with my point, too. Kit?
Yeah, it's like we should just call it the blowback ban. That's what it is. You know, it's going back to what Owen just said about
Trump is cleaning up their mess.
Yeah, exactly. It's like it's almost like we're pulling a judo move onto the masters of judo moves, but we're not even doing that. All we're doing is realizing the truth of it. Yeah, we are banning countries that are throwing gays off of rooftops. But we won't hear that in Western media.
Yeah, exactly. Your country says stone gays, yeah. You're banned.
It's always about...
And I don't do that to patronize the gays. I don't want to kill you.
Yeah,
don't try to teach five-year-olds how to get blowjobs.
Yeah, going back to... And this ties into what Owen just said about the cat cafe. It's always about redirecting the left's anger at complete nonsense. The same thing with Bilderberg. Everything Bilderberg represents was what Bernie Sanders was speaking out against during the campaign.
And Antifa.
Yeah. But you don't see anybody there from Antifa. I don't remember seeing anyone who voted for
literal fascist. Yeah. Literal global fascist, meaning zero Antifa.
Yeah, you got a bunch of... And Politico...
That's another great point. Why does the left never protest Bilderberg?
Yeah.
They're total hearsay mafia, Alex. You know.
Over the weekend.
They have no individual thought.
Over the weekend, Politico put out this article on how Trump was, everybody that Trump invited to the White House was old, rich, white men. So I tweeted back. I was like, so why aren't you reporting on Bilderberg? But that's the same thing.
Yeah, but then they complain. They also complain when they meet with black people.
He's bringing in record. It doesn't matter. He's delivering lower taxes, good things for everybody, yeah. And actually trying to make it about sovereignty and wealth, not about what racial group you're in.
Yeah.
And that's what he says. He says, I think that the answer to all these questions, you know, they want to bring up racism, they want to bring up this. He says, jobs. We're going to get you a job. We're going to get you a career. You know, we're going to get you a job that provides for your family. You know,
and the elites already decided we need a future without humans. I want to shift gears now into some other clips because I said I have some of these clips, and there's a bunch of them. We have clip number three from last week of the four clips of Trump, his historic speech. I want to play that. Trump, you know, killing this America, destroying carbon tax. Here it is.
I'm willing to immediately work with Democratic leaders to either negotiate our way back into Paris under the terms that are fair to the United States and its workers, or to negotiate a new deal that protects our country and its taxpayers.
He's so classy.
That's exactly what they don't like about him.
So if the obstructionists want to get together with me, let's make them non-obstructionists. We will all sit down and we will get back into the deal and we'll make it good and we won't be closing up our factories, and we won't be losing our jobs.
Secret groups won't be making the deal.
Sit down with the Democrats.
That obstructionist term he's using is brilliant too.
People that represent either the Paris.
That's what Obama tried to say.
Something that we can do that's much better than the Paris Accord, and I think the people of our country will be thrilled, and I think then the people of the world will be thrilled. But until we do that, we're out of the agreement.
Boom.
I will work to ensure that America remains the world's leader on environmental issues, but under a framework that is fair and where the burdens and responsibilities are equally shared among the many nations all around the world. No responsible leader can put the workers and the people of their country at this debilitating and tremendous.
I'm going to tell you the Trump secret.
The fact that the
he's super alpha OCD about things working. He hates seeing the country fall apart. For 10 years, they can't make the new digital catapults work for aircraft on aircraft carriers. And the military doesn't want them. The Navy doesn't want them. And he starts screaming, get rid of the GD electronic. We're going back to steam because he'd already seen the reports. And they're telling him, no, sir, it doesn't work. He goes, go back to steam. They act like he's an idiot who's against technology. No, he's not. He just knows if it isn't working, go back to what works.
Yeah. Well, there's this new crime in liberal minds that it's a crime to be wealthy or it's a crime to have a lot of money.
But his economy is based
especially
on service. Let's finish the clip. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Here's the president.
Reason why foreign lobbyists wish to keep our magnificent country.
He's hired no lobbyists.
Tied up
huge,
and bound down.
Huge thing he kept.
It's to give their country an economic edge over the United States. That's not going to happen while I'm
president. That's what globalism is.
That's just truth, man. That is just the truth.
Is to do everything within my power to give America a level playing field.
Ooh.
And to create.
Oh, my God. How dare you, this Russian.
Regulatory.
See, look at this dirty Russian.
This Russian agent.
He's for America. That's Russian.
Yeah.
And productive.
Did you hear George Washington was a Russian?
Russia has been ruling the planet for 500 years with the reptilians.
Standard of living, the highest standard of environmental.
Our so ridiculous, though.
Bill is moving along in Congress. And I believe
let's see if this was really about man-made climate change. They'd be happy to renegotiate this with him, but they're not going to do that.
It's a carbon tax.
Yeah, no, it's.
Let's shut the president down. Go ahead and make your point.
It's all about economic terms of surrender. That's exactly how they're proposing to do. This is like the Soviets, Al Gore, to giving the.
It's naked. It's ridiculous. We have to make the cuts. Europe does. Nobody else.
Which, by the way,
no.
This is the biggest story, I think, in this whole climate change thing, is that. Still, to this day, no matter how many times I beat my head making this point, they will not address chemtrails. They want to say man-made climate change, man-made global warming.
There's massive geoengineering.
Wow, they're literally spraying chemicals all over the air. They completely ignore that.
By the way, it's cut way back since Trump got in. I've noticed.
And so, but get this. CNN, and Kit shot this report. I shot this report yesterday. CNN puts out an article admitting that, here's a new NASA plan.
I saw that. We're going to come back from break, but CNN admits weather engineering chemtrails. Let me just say this briefly.
What?
Folks, I want to hire a bunch of new reporters. I want to launch a bunch of new shows. Hillary says that InfoWars lost her election. Well, we were part of it. You really lost the election. You did that. So, bang for your buck. We have great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great water filtration, great T-shirts, great books, great videos, and great nutraceuticals, great supplements. This special will end today because we've already sold out of two or three of the specials we had, like the Secret 12, Methylcobalamin, and Vitamin B12, and others. We're getting ready to sell out of a bunch of the products. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. It's last chance. Support Patriot Media, beginning of summer sale. And InfoWarsStore.com ends tonight. Free speech is under attack. We have Colloidal Silver, 65% off. Super Male, back in stock, 30% off. Survival Shield, XU, the good iodine, 40% off. Brain Force, 47% off retail. Knockout, 50% off. T-shirt, 75% off. InfoWarsStore.com. Please commit today, like Trump's done, like we've done, to sign up for AutoShip. You get 10% off and then support us each month. Cancel anytime or sign up for every 6 months or 3 months, whatever you want. InfoWarsStore.com. We have 25% off on the great products at Embrix Essentials. Out of the gate. When you sign up for AutoShip, 20% off retail, shampoos, natural healthy sunscreen, bug spray, everything. InfoWarsLife.com. Instead of shopping with Amazon that's Bezos and a globalist and hates America and hates Trump, shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Thousands of items and defeat the globalists. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We'll be back. Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
CNN is the enemy. CNN is death. We could pick all the MSM, but here's the New York Times. Drug deaths in America are rising faster than ever. They were like, how dare you want kids to die from guns? And I'm sad it happens, but it's a couple thousand a year. Most of it, you know, in crime. And I'm like, there's hundreds of thousands of drug deaths a year from prescription drugs. That's your main sponsors. And now there it is. But before I go any further, this isn't about worshiping a personality. It's not about doing that because I don't care about Hollywood. I don't care about George Bush or Obama. Trump is under such attack. He's delivered so good under such attack that I just think he's not going to be perfect, but he's proven himself so good. The enemy hates him so bad. He's done so much good. I think we really ought to all really thank God for Donald Trump. Just brief comments for both of you because I want to get into Hillary claims she's now turning to prayer. I was praying against her last week on air.
Yeah, well, is she praying to Satan again?
Yeah, goat's head.
But yeah, about Trump, it's like, yeah, I don't agree with everything he's done, but he is trying. He is trying. That is a big, big plus.
And he's an American president. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Don't have instant gratification. It's like they hate him. He's so good.
Yeah.
Forget Trump. We should be thanking God for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, we're not in a cult ritual here of praising Donald Trump and anything he does. We'll have things we disagree with Trump about. But I think he needs more praise.
He is our guy. When he has our support, he responds.
And
if he fails, it's our fault.
But that's the thing, Alex. You never had a feeling that Barack Obama was ever the president of the United States.
No, I know. This is it.
You know,
this is America fighting for its life. I can feel it.
So that's the support. That's why we get behind Donald Trump. Because at the end of the day, he represents us. He doesn't have foreign interests in mind. He doesn't have lobbyists in mind. He doesn't have anything else
in
mind.
He has prosperity.
America.
He didn't just represent us. He fought for us. He stood up. He didn't have to do this.
He took the slings and arrows.
He probably lost, billions of dollars standing up for us.
He has the whole elite. Oh, he lost billions in his companies. His golf courses are close to shutting down.
Yeah. But he did this for us. So it's like we got to return the favor. We got to stand up for him.
Because he said America gave him everything. He loves it.
Yeah.
He's well known for hanging around with the blue-collar workers. Not as some stunt. He really does it. He doesn't like elites. He buys golf courses all over the world that are racist and opens them to everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How dare he?
He opened up his companies to gay employees in management 30 years ago. It's just the point is that, and it's not that he's even pushing that agenda, but he believes Christians should be able to live like they want. He's for freedom, ladies and gentlemen, and he's under attack, and he needs your support, and so do we. I'll just tell you in closing before David Knight comes up. I just sent 4 people to Bilderberg. That is expensive. I want to send reporters everywhere. I want to hire more reporters. I want to do more. I want to pay our crew better. So InfoWarsStore.com, we're ending the big special tonight. It was Memorial Day. We extended it, and a lot of stuff selling out. InfoWarsStore.com. Get a Trump is my president shirt for $4.95. That's at cost. Colloidal silver, 65% off. Supermail Vitality. Try these products. See what the Sleep Aid Knockout does. See what the natural deodorant from Emmerich's Essentials does. 25% off if you sign up for auto ship. 20% off retail. Take advantage. 888-253-3139. And support our local affiliates. Send them a donation. Become a sponsor. Be a sponsor. Now is the time for the effort. Decades of people before us fighting hard. 60 years ago, 70 years ago. Now it's bearing fruit. We're winning on every front. And when you videotape CNN doing a fake report in London, or you videotape something local, or you speak out, or you put out the intel, or you call into C-SPAN, all of it together is wrecking the enemy. There's a war, and we need your support.
Yeah, what amazed me about being at Bilderberg this weekend was the fact that, yeah, we're getting way more press coverage, the highest ever on Bilderberg. But what amazed me was the fact that people showing up to the rally that Owen and I and others put together, pulling people away from the Trump White House rally after it was over to come to Bilderberg, all the people that showed up were mainstream people. These were people that were watching Fox News like 5 years ago and didn't pay attention to InfoWars. Now they're caring about Bilderberg.
So we're winning. Yeah. We're taking over the Republicans. We're taking over the Democrats. Humanity is rising, and we're having a huge effect because our listeners are the heart of this and have supported us, and that's absolutely right, kid.
Yeah.
We're on the march.
People of different backgrounds are standing up and standing together.
And think of all the money Bilderberg spent to make sure no media covered it. We are there saying no. There are people that aren't bought and paid for. 5 more minutes, then David Knight's coming in. Stay with us. Spread the word. InfoWars.com. It's an act of resistance. Emmerich's